Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. I hope your week is going well so far. If you're not familiar with my show, I'm here every Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I love doing the show. You can head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, to see more about my previous guests. And sometimes, you know, life's one big bumpy roller coaster ride, isn't it? Well, I've got you. Each week, I'm serving up some inspiring stories from authors and filmmakers and actors and even health and wellness experts. And it's the perfect blend of inspiration to pull you out of that funk you just might be in. So this week, to kick off the show, we're talking to one of the lead actors in this fantastic, hilarious show, which is at the Secret Room, which is called Shucked, and it got 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It's absolutely outstanding, and the Wall Street Journal calls it flat-out hilarious, and it's coming to the Segerstrom Center for the Arts. And Quinn Van Antwerp is joining us right now. He portrays Gordy in Shucked, and he's joining us now. Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks so much for calling into the show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Back in Southern California in Orange County, this is so special for me to be able to be back.
And zot zot to you. I heard you're a UCI alum.
I know,
alum.
Zot zot.
How cool. Tell me about that. Did you study theater here? Were you in performances?
Yeah, so I'm originally from about 2 hours above San Francisco, and I came down to UCI for undergrad. And I graduated in 2008. And I was a theater major over at the Claire Trevor. Nice. You know, some of my fondest memories are here. We actually, when we came back with my family now, we rented a little house down on the peninsula so we could be all of our college memories.
Very nice. Tell me about your road. Once you left UCI, where did you go? Did you go to New York? What was life like as an actor?
Well, I graduated. I was doing a lot of theater nearby in the, you know, Orange County and L.A. area during college. It's one of the best parts about going to UCI is that they would allow you to do stuff like that. And so I was always assuming that I would move to Los Angeles, but right when I moved there was the first writer's strike. First that I remember, at least.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't much happening in Los Angeles. And, so I moved to New York. I decided I would go to New York and, give it a try. And about 6 months later, I booked kind of the biggest role of my early 20s, which was one of the leads in Jersey Boys. And I did Jersey Boys for almost a decade after that.
Fantastic.
Almost all of my 20s was spent playing Bob Gaudio in Jersey Boys.
Ugh, that's outstanding.
Yeah, it was very exciting, very lucky. You know, I'm very tall, 6'4". And for the longest time, it was like there wasn't young, tall people mm-hmm. on Broadway. It was like you had to be, if you were tall, then you were older. And I graduated okay. and there was this one part and that was supposed to be very young. And so at 22, I booked that show and I stayed with it for quite some time. It's how I met my wife and some, all my best friends. And, you know, it became this family that I got to be a part of and really kind of launched my career. It gave me my Broadway debut. And it was a really special chapter of my life.
And I love New York. I lived on East 86th for about 8 years. And then I also lived in Connecticut. Yes. And there's nothing like going to the theater in New York.
Yeah, it's very, very special. And there's something about, as an actor, you get there and all the people, see all of your friends go into their different shows mm-hmm. and all the people waiting to get in and who've, you know, flown across the country to be there. It's like, it's a very special area.
Fantastic. Now tell me, how did you land in Shucked?
So I had, you know, after Jersey Boys, I did a lot of kind of episodic TV here and there, but mostly, you know, Broadway is the thing that I do full time. I did a show called Play That Goes Wrong on Broadway. And then the pandemic hit. And right out of the pandemic, I got this audition for an untitled corn musical.
You're thinking, what?
How?
Yes.
But, you know, when I read it, it was like, it was just one of the funniest things I've ever read in my life. And, you know, the team behind it was full of legendary, like, you know, two Grammy-winning songwriters from Nashville.
Sure.
And Jack O'Brien, who's a theater icon, you know, from the Hairspray days, and you know, he was our director. And so I went, okay, let's go give this a try. And it's just an incredible family. You know, we spent about a year and a half here and there kind of developing it, and all coming in with these amazing comedians coming up with different ideas and trying to make each other laugh. And really what you see on stage is the kind of the best ideas that made it through that process.
Well, it looks hilarious. And I even saw something, I think it was a Tiny Desk performance for NPR, and it was so funny. And the accolades, I mean, 9 nominations for the Tony Awards in 2023, including Best Musical, Best Book, Best Original Score. What does this all feel like to you?
Well, I think you know, we kind of fell in love with it very early. We fell in love with each other as a group, and it was a very collaborative process. But, you know, sometimes you work on something and you're like, I love working on this thing, but will people want to watch it? Or is it more fun to do than it is to see? And so I think when we were opening on Broadway, that first night of our first preview, I think all of us were like, well, we're finally going to see if anybody thinks it's as funny as we do. And
it's
I think,
scary.
You know, especially those Tony nominations and the reception that it got.
Yeah.
In New York, it was such a relief that, like, you know, that the humor and the laughter and the love that it was being created in our company was also kind of going out to the audience.
Sure.
And you know, it's very, very rare to ever get to be a part of something brand new as an actor, and especially something that's like not based on a movie or you know, the songs of a famous pop group. It's like, this is a truly original musical, and so that's been a very exciting part of this process as well.
Okay, so Quinn, without giving too much away, can you give us a little synopsis of what it's about?
Yes, so it's about Maisie. She's our hero, and she leaves her town because the corn is dying. And she goes to the big city and she meets my character, who's kind of the bad guy, I guess. I like to think of him as like a Harold Hill music man type. And he comes back with her with not so good intentions, but, you know, the town has to figure out how to save their corn along the way. It's a little bit Music Man, a little bit what I like to call Hillbilly Moana, you know, where her town is dying and she has to go save it.
Sure.
But it's really a show about community and about figuring out through music and laughter how to get over the things that divide us. And it sneaks up on you. it's like one of those shows you're like, you'll be laughing for 2.5 hours and then you're like, well, am I really tearing up at this corn musical? Like, it's if we do our jobs right, it's very touching and fun.
I love it. I feel that, you know, Broadway obviously was hit so hard with the pandemic, and to come out, and theater is so important, gathering is important, connecting, and the arts, you know, I don't have to tell you, they're so important for our mental and emotional health. What does this production, coming back here, you know, here you went to school here, what does this mean to you?
Well, you know, to your first point, I think that's in a lot of ways why Shucked was so well received. I think it's a show that isn't saying, you know, it's not that it's not saying nothing. It has a very poignant message, but the message is, like, you know, achieved by the idea that, like, nothing is maybe more powerful than us all laughing together.
Oh, yes.
And so it's really important that, like, that everybody feels welcome there, and it's a place that we can all laugh and we can all kind of look at ourselves and have a great time together. And that was something, especially at the beginning of after the pandemic, it felt like we really needed that.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's a message there that's very touching. But I think the way we do it through this great music and these great jokes is really fun. And then the idea about why I took this tour after the Broadway production was that it felt like, you know, we go to a new state, a new town, and these audiences have mostly never experienced that show. You know, lots of people have seen Les Mis, lots of people have seen Jersey Boys and Wicked. And so it's amazing to do those big shows as an actor because people are so excited to see it again.
Yes.
But there's something really special about bringing a brand new show back home, which it feels like for me, you get to kind of like, you know, give them something new that you're very excited about. So it feels like I'm coming home and getting to kind of like share this thing that we created a couple of years ago, finally with the place that kind of helped me grow up.
Sure. And I want to mention to everyone that I put the link to shuckedmusical.com up on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. It's called Broadway's Corniest Hit is Stalking America. It's
yes,
cute.
There's no lack of puns.
No, I see that. So I want to mention it's in Costa Mesa, right at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, November 11th to the 23rd, and then you head out to Palm Desert. You're in Arizona. You're all over the place. So this tour, you're on this tour throughout all of this?
Yeah, so, you know, my family and I have been traveling with the show. My wife was in the show for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We have kind of a shucked family here. So our first daughter was born when we were in previews on Broadway.
Aww.
And then my wife and I decided that we weren't really done yet, and our child was young enough that she would maybe even like touring.
Okay.
This may be our last chance as a family to do this fun thing. So we headed out on the road, driving all over. Everybody else is flying, and I drive the cribs and all the things. And then we decided to have a second child. And so my wife left the show, and she just had our second child in Los Angeles 3 months ago.
Congratulations.
So it's very exciting. And now they're back with me, and we're heading out on the road with two babies, which
wow.
is kind of crazy. But it'll make for a great story for them someday.
Yes, I'll say. Yes.
They really like it. Their parents are much more stressed out about it.
I was going to say, yes. I mean, it's so hard. I really admire both of you for making that work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, our three-year-old has the time of her life. She's got all these 25-year-old best friends.
Oh, I bet.
She gets to see the world, and you know. But you know, it's a lot of work, and we'll be in Detroit in Christmas, and you know, so we try to make it as much of a home everywhere we go. We do a lot of long-term rentals, things like that.
And it sounds like you and the cast are really family.
We are, and you know, we travel with almost 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually a small tour comparatively to bigger shows.
Okay.
But when you travel everywhere together, and you know, you see each other at the airport on your days off, and you know, you're kind of this little floating town, it really bonds you. So
I love it. Tell me about some of the cast that joins you.
Yeah. So our cast is led by Danielle Wade. She is from Canada originally, but she won Canada's search for Dorothy in Wizard of Oz, a show
Whoa.
Called Over the Rainbow.
Okay.
She's incredibly talented, and she has also done the tour of Mean Girls. So a lot of your audience may
Fantastic.
Have seen her as the lead in Mean Girls when it came through town.
Okay.
We have a bunch of new cast members that just joined us a few weeks ago. Nick Bailey, who was just in the Tammy Faye musical on Broadway, and Joe Mueller, who was in Anne Juliet on Broadway, and a couple other Broadway shows. We have a bunch of exciting new kind of new energies coming into the Cobb County in the last few weeks.
I love it. What would you like people to take away from this show?
Well, I, you know, never underestimate people just like having a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, you know, there's the catharsis of like having a communal event where we all feel closer to each other.
Yes.
And that is really important to the message at the end of our show. However, I think the thing that I love the most is when people come in and they don't know anything about it, and they leave being like, I can't believe that I just enjoyed a Korn musical that much. It just was so relieving to leave my cares behind.
Yes.
and laugh for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to make people laugh, and it's hard to make people laugh consistently. And so in some ways, like a comedy like this feels sometimes like it may be easy or people take it for granted, but that's really the art. I feel like that's most exciting for us is mm-hmm. that it's a lot of work to keep it fresh, to keep it funny, and to give people that experience.
Yeah. And as you said, I mean, laughter is so important. Sometimes life feels so heavy and there's so much going on and there hasn't felt like a lot of reason to laugh, but to come out right. to this is such a feel-good thing. And then you're sharing this experience with other people.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it also, you know, there hasn't been a lot to laugh about. And also sometimes maybe it feels to people like if they are laughing, they're not taking the world as seriously as it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And this show, for some reason, it has this kind of nostalgic factor that kind of makes you remind you of a simpler time. And it's not that it's like, you know, trivializing what is going on in the world. It's
sure.
just the type of humor that it is safe for people to lose themselves in.
Sure.
And I think that's really a fun part about it. It's, you know, I don't think we're really making fun of anybody, but if we are, we're making fun of all of us, which is great.
Yes, we need to do that.
There's a real safety to this kind of fun, nostalgic humor.
Yeah. Well, so I have to ask, I mean, I'm sure you do so many things to get out of a funk, but when you are in a funk, how do you take care of yourself?
Well, music is super important to me.
Okay.
I have a playlist for almost every problem that I have.
Really?
Yeah, I have like a pre-show, I make a pre-show playlist for every character that I have, and it's usually based on like the type of music I have to sing.
Okay, I love that.
And sometimes they're very eclectic, but right now I got a lot of Tom Jones, Jackie Wilson,
okay.
and Elvis on a playlist for the character I'm playing now.
Very cool.
And I close my door and I tell everybody I'm taking myself to Elvis Church because I need to, you know, revive my spirit.
Yeah. No, I love that.
So music is really my most, the quickest way to get me out of a funk.
I love it. And one last question, because you are a UCI graduate, what advice would you give students that, you know, are following the path that you did right here at UCI?
Well, I think one of the great things about growing up and going to school in this area is that you're so close to so much opportunity. And I'm sure that that is probably true for people who are not in the arts
mm-hmm.
as well. But, you know, you have, you know, like not only all of Orange County and the incredible opportunities you have there, especially for theater, you know, you have Musical Theater West, and then there's a short drive up, you have all of the Los Angeles theater scene,
right?
Which is a great place to kind of try out, you know, your talent and your interests and find like-minded people to work with. But there's also so much theater, especially musical theater in San Diego as well. And there's just so many pockets of the world that don't have that across the country. And so I would just say, you know, every opportunity is a good opportunity. And also go try to find people that you like being around and like having you around. I think that's really the key is you do your best work when you feel valued and you feel like you're contributing. And there's a ton of places to go try to find that.
Great advice. Quinn, I want to thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back and get to talk to you, especially UCI Radio.
Yes, yes. Zot, zot. Get the funk out. Nice.
Zot, zot. Yeah.
All right. I hope to
thank
meet
you
and come out to the show. Be well.
Yeah, absolutely. Be well. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. That was Quinn Van Antwerp, and if you missed any part of this conversation, it will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. We've been talking about the Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Shucked, which is coming to the Secretion Center for the Arts. Let me give you the dates. I believe, you know what? I think it's starting today. I put a link to the website to get information about the show. And here we go. Oh, it actually started yesterday, November 11th to the 23rd. You can get more information and you can get tickets by visiting shuckedmusical.com. It's so close to UCI. What is it? Less than 15 minutes. If you feel like you need a good laugh, this is the show for you. It's gotten so many accolades, and people are talking about it all over. So take a break. Be good to you. Get out of that funk. Go see Shucked. And that was a great segment with Quinn. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.